Insider!
KFMC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show on an FYI Friday. If you missed any of hour number one, we always encourage you to go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and catch up on what you missed. If you missed the opening to the show, then you missed the fact that F is for funny and our comedian of the week is Victor Tran. Barry gave you some backstory in hour number one. We will have another clip of his coming up at 2:15 and then a final one at 3:15. Funny stuff, good dude. So check that out. And before the break, we were talking about the Astros and the fact with the winter meetings heating up and getting ready to start on the 9th. That hopefully Jeff Luhnow and his staff will get ready to do some things because other teams in the league are definitely doing some things.
There is stuff going down.
With that being said, John is on the phone. John wants to talk a little bit about the Astros. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
What up?
Good. So I just want to chime in on that Greinke deal. And Joe, you made some really good points. You know, I agree with you 100%. I'd love to have that dude in our rotation. But really, what I want to do is I want to pose a tough question to Barry. Is that cool?
Sure.
So, Barry, with this upcoming rain, is it a good time for me to go and drop some fertilizer on my lawn? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, I hate you so much. Who's this? John?
John. So here's the thing.
He sounded like Blummer a little bit, didn't he?
Forget fertilizer. The crappiest call I've ever heard.
Man, did he throw? He was just fainting with that jab, fainting with that. Oh, Joe, you had such a great take on Z, fainting with that jab. Bam! Overhand right with the knockout.
I'm sitting here hovering over the dump button thinking he's about to joke. Because I knew there was something up with the call as the call progressed.
Oh,
John, you're
great.
Not welcome to call anymore, sir.
By the way, John, yes, now is a great time. Just remember, when you're fertilizing and there's rain coming, more than an inch can wash away the fertilizer.
You know what fertilizer is, Barry?
I wasn't done with my answer, Joel.
That's why I'm
interrupting. So what you want to do is you want to check the weather to get an estimate of about how much rain you're going to get.
If it's more, mic off again.
If it's more than an inch and your yard maybe slopes significantly, like mine slopes towards the ditches,
are you not
it'll basically just wash.
I'm running out of options. I've tried.
Just
Joel.
Cut it
It'll
off.
Basically
have,
wash
it
the fertilizer
help.
Away. So
it
John,
doesn't help.
Thanks for the call and being a loyal suspect.
So stupid.
And
so
you
dumb.
You two can suck it.
Next week, Barry will be
John,
doing the show.
My
with
man
Randy
John
Lemon.
Nailed it. A lot of what I learned from Randy Lemon. I'm not even going to front.
Tom Tynan's going to be his
nope,
villain.
He doesn't. He's just a house guy.
He's tool time.
Yeah, more tool time than yard time.
Well, why not?
I learned.
Why, dude, don't sell yourself short. Get into the gardening and then go into.
I used to
Bob
be.
Vila
I used to
after,
be a carpenter and a painter.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I was at this for, point, you've basically had yeah. every position in life.
We were, like when were you a librarian?
Really?
Yeah.
And
I rest my case. He's been a freaking librarian.
On. Hold on.
You've been a librarian?
What the hell is going on around here?
Like you were like on the payroll librarian?
In high school.
Oh my God.
When you can take electives, for 2 years, my elective was to work in the library. I was a librarian.
So Nick, essentially,
I wasn't like
if you
on
ever
the
have
payroll
a question
librarian?
About the Dewey Decimal System, here's your guy.
But that was my, for one whole class, all I did was I would take this cart full of books, and my job was to put them back. That was a whole class of me just putting books back in the library. That's it. For 2 years, that was my elective, library. And so when you said, was I a librarian? I mean, kind of. So,
I guess I can't talk because I did that whole co-op deal where you get to miss class. Well, you get credit for high school.
Oh, I didn't
course.
Get to do that.
And I was I just working for my dad.
Oh, you see, I didn't get to do anything.
I didn't
of
get
that.
To do that.
I never got to miss class. I mean, the library elective was my class.
Now, senior year, I was only in school like 4 hours a day, 4.5 hours a day.
I was so jealous of guys like you.
Yeah.
Because I had to take all 6 or 7 classes. Now, I always missed first class because I overslept all the time. So I really only had 5 classes.
We've never seen that.
No, I know. I'm like,
you never display those characteristics early in your adult life.
Early bird gets the worm.
Well, looks like you're eating bird seed then.
Yep. Thank you for the call, John.
No, John.
You're the best.
No, John. You're banned now. Nick, yep. Make sure.
You're banned.
Yeah. I love. Well, my favorite part was that he was setting Joel up because he was like, Joel, totally agree with
like
you on green.
Buttering him up and everything.
And Joel's over here pounding his chest. So funny.
Was that on the video feed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Joel that's was fantastic.
Throwing his arms in the air like, yes, I'm the best.
And then I was going to throw my laptop at the freaking screen.
Oh, my God.
All right, boys.
That
so
was great.
We know that the Rockets sucked again last night.
They did.
They right? did.
Here's a quote coming out of the locker room before we get into who said it. I'm just going to give you the quote. All right. We just made the game harder on ourselves. It's truly on us. It's definitely tough. Very disappointing to see how we're playing. It's hard to explain. I'm just not having fun, man. I'm just not. This sucks. Even the times where I have good games, we're just not using guys the right way. I mean, are we going to make the right sacrifices? Do we have the right attitude? Last year was the best year I've ever had being a part of a team. We just never had a bad moment. If we had a bad game as a team, you knew the next game we'd blow somebody out. It didn't matter who it was.
Mike D'Antoni said that.
No, he just said we're still searching for answers.
Yeah, oh boy,
we've
yeah,
heard
you
that
are.
Before. I told you he's going to be the scapegoat. Eric Gordon said that.
That's not good.
Nope. That tells me that someone's going to rebuttal and answer that, whether it be in the locker room or at some on a plane. They got issues that could really blow up right now. This is going to be a real trying time, and this will be a telltale how the rest of this season goes. I think it's going to be decided in the next week or two because this is that's not good.
And here's what's even worse. If you want to talk about exacerbating the situation, mm-hmm. Bobby Marks on the ESPN Rockets front page has a post that says this is he put up 19 hours ago. Houston is now a tier three tax team after the Gary Clark signing. It will be charged $2.50 for every $1 spent. The Rockets' current $16.3 million tax bill could decrease if Carmelo is traded or Clint Capela does not earn the $1.5 million of likely bonuses on his contract. So trading Carmelo will help. But when you talk about a team that's in disarray, a team that needs help on all fronts, and they're already in the luxury tax, they're a tier three tax team where they're getting charged 2.5 times yep. what they're spending, that's a horrible. I mean, and for all the credit that Daryl Morey gets, he is to blame for this situation right now.
And I said that, and I wrote an article on that, and I've tweeted that, and people think I'm hating on the Rockets. No, I'm just being honest, because here's the deal.
Well, the
when you look at all of this, and shout out to Kelly Eco, by the way, who got all these quotes from Eric Gordon in the locker room, and he wrote an article about it on The Athletic. And the fact of the matter is that you're right. Daryl, because here's the key. The other quote following that Gordon said was, look how they're playing, meaning the Jazz. That's how we used to play, sharing the ball, getting up and down, attacking. We're not doing that anymore. He said, we can't compare this team to last. We just have to wait and look forward to what's next. That puts it even more on Daryl's shoulders.
Well, he said, look how they're playing. I mean, they're a game better right now.
But they've won 4 of 5. They're playing better basketball.
They're 5 and 5 over their last 10.
But I'm just saying, they've also won at least three of the last four, 4 of the last 5. And they played that game without Rudy Gobert last night
and
actually played better.
Well, they're 13-13. The Rockets are 11-13. The Rockets have had a run. But that doesn't change the fact. I don't know why he would. I guess just because they played them. But putting
that game
but
last
putting
night
the Jazz on, they got blown out. But putting the Jazz on a pedestal.
But that's how he's
doesn't
just
do
making
anything
the comparison.
Good for your argument.
That's how the Rockets played all last year. They were blowing the doors off.
Yeah,
people.
Well, you should have done that when you played the Clippers and used that as the example, something like that. But I mean, still,
he's just frustrated.
He is frustrated, and you're right. Something's going to happen. I think that this is somebody finally said what everybody's been thinking. And once that happens, I feel like there's two things that'll happen next. One that I liken this maybe to Keuchel last year or the year before when they went out and got Justin Verlander at the last second, right before the trade deadline. Keuchel comes out and was pissed and talked about the fact that, look, man, this sucks. And we're trying and we're doing our best, but we need help. And this is pretty much what Eric Gordon is saying. Look, it sucks right now. And we need help and we need to change the way we're doing things. Hopefully this is the catalyst for that, and maybe you'll see this will get Daryl Morey's attention to start making some moves and get serious. And maybe this will get some of the players' attention, too.
It better.
Because they've all been playing pretty bad.
Well, there's the there's so much pressure being added to the core and to the guys that really make the identity for this team that the frustration is going to continue. And I've said this for weeks. This is going to be the narrative. You're going to have an inconsistent narrative with this Rockets team probably through December, through January, and maybe even through a beginning of February. Because it's going to be too difficult for them to make a move right away. This is going to be the narrative for the upcoming weeks. Do not expect anything to get better with the Rockets in the next 3 or 4 weeks until they make a roster move. And even then, you don't know. Remember the Doc Rivers quote from earlier in the season when he was talking about how offensive players take longer to transition to a new team than defensive players? That's exactly what they're going to be looking for. And it may be too late, like you mentioned yesterday. Yeah. If you get that roster move come, what, February?
You still got the chemistry and everything else. You got to learn the team.
Is that enough time to build a well-lubed motor that can run all the way through the playoffs? I don't think so.
And here's the other thing.
Not as far.
If you don't make any more changes, this is the roster that Daryl believed was going to be better than a year ago.
And this is the thing that he built to beat the Warriors?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And by the way, Clint Capella will not make any of those
bonuses.
No. They're not going to make it to the Western Conference Finals. Like if they continue to play like this, he has to shoot 65%, and then there's like some defensive like rebounding rate that he has to have. Mm. That's probably the only incentive that he's going
to
get.
And to your point, Nick, it's not just the bench, because if you read Kelly's article, he says they're an 8-point deficit at one point in the game, and Chris Paul kind of lackadaisically brings the ball over midcourt, loses the ball, and starts looking at the bench and shouting EG as if checking himself out. Right after that, James Harden quits on defense. Utah scores. D'Antoni calls timeout, and it takes James Harden about a half hour to get from the floor to the bench, head down. And then you look at the body language of everybody else in the huddle and around the bench, and they're all just deflated like it's over already. And it was the third quarter.
Well,
big problem.
It's just not a fun team. It sucks for me because I enjoyed covering this team last year so much, man. It was so much fun. We were nitpicking last year.
Yeah,
compared
you're right.
to this year,
because there was so little to pick on. Because they were winning 65 games, like I said, blowing the doors off everybody.
You found plenty. I'm just messing with you. I'm just because you started this off by
we had this that discussion, joke. And yet here we are.
You started it off by saying a lot
hey,
of
did
you
that
guys
guy
say...
with the Kool-Aid leave? Because I got to get some before we get out of here. We'll be back. There's much more to get to. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio, kicking around a bunch of stuff. We still have to kick the football off for the weekend and talk about the Texans. But in the meantime... we already got to some Rockets and the fact that things are not well.
Yeah, and we'll get our second clip for Victor Tran at 2:30, so hang tight for that. We had a small glitch with the link I sent, so we'll have it set up for you at 2:30 for the second clip from Victor Tran.
F is for way to F it up, Barry.
Yeah, that's my fault.
So, yeah, we have that going for F is for funny on an FEF Friday. And with that being said, funny that the guy that we saw yesterday on our remote at Buku is now calling in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Still shocking the subject matter, which I think is a farce. But Clarence is on hold, and he wants to talk about your Houston Rockets because he's a Pelican fan. What's up, Clarence?
What up, guys? I got a question. What Eric Gordon said meant more if it came from Chris Paul or James Harden?
Absolutely it would.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, would it have incited them to get off their butts and start making more changes is what the real thing is.
No. No, I mean, look, Clarence, here's the thing. Daryl Morey, we've learned over time, goes to the beat of his own drummer. He appreciates input from his players, but that's not going to impact him unless there was like a private closed door meeting in which Harden and Paul said, look, man, it just isn't working. Start pointing fingers and saying what needed to be done. And then maybe just out of sheer panic that this whole thing could be imploding, it might force him to really try and do something. But until you get to that point, I don't think anything's going to push Daryl. Daryl has never been one that lets other people dictate the speed in which he does things.
Yeah, I mean, he works at his own pace. He does his own thing. He has his own methods. And like him or not, it's what he's going to do. It's what got him where he is. He's not going to change now.
No. I mean, when most general managers are pounding the phone lines for the trade deadline, Daryl's at Broadway shows. He'll do it on his own time.
Francisco Abarca on Twitter said, hey, happy F Yeah Friday, guys. F stands for fertilizer.
That was a crappy text. That's what that stands for.
Ah, that's good times. Lauren Pope said, caller John equals punter faking a punt, resulting in a touchdown. John's the hero so far.
It was a good play, John.
John's the
job well done. I'll give you that much.
If you can get Lauren Pope to tweet at us, who just ignores us now, if you can get her out of hiding.
Lauren Pope doesn't interact with us anymore.
If you can get her out of hiding, you know it was good. Good for him.
Okay.
I also just want to shout out to Raheel. I joined him on his podcast, so thanks for having me. And I told my story about Tornado Alley. So it's on there if you want to go check it out. I retweeted it.
Can't wait to tell the chicken patty story.
You should. I told you. You should go on there and tell the chicken patty story. It's good exposure for you. He's got like 6 listeners. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, I could bring him up. I could get him to double digits.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get him to 10 for
tell
sure.
Tell Lisa and some others to tune in. It'll be all good. Okay. So with that being said, look, there's a football game to be played this weekend in the division between the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. And if the Texans are able to stretch this win streak to 10,
man,
it's over. The division is theirs. Not that they need to take the foot off the gas pedal because of the fact that obviously they're still trying to climb the ladder in terms of home field advantage in the playoffs and all those other things. But who'd have thunk after 0-3 that if they step on the necks and throats of the Colts this weekend, and you and I were talking in the break, the Colts have a significant injury list that is going to play a part in this game. But if they put their Colts away at home, they're home free in terms of the division, the unbelievable turnaround, and they're in the middle of it, of catching everybody but probably the Chiefs.
Yeah, it certainly eliminates the Colts, I believe. Once the Colts, if they
from
beat
the
Colts, yeah, if they beat the Colts, they go to 10-3. The Colts go to 6-7. That's 4 games with 4 games to go. And if you look at the schedules, I don't know that the Texans are going 0-4. And I don't know that the Colts would necessarily be going 4-0 because they also still have to play the Titans at the end of the year. So that's not going to be an easy game. I'm not saying, but that's the thing is in this division, I mean, the Texans, if they move to 10-3, good for them. Tennessee will still be sitting at 7-6. And it's one of those things, Tennessee, as long as they keep winning, that's fine. But they need the Texans to be losing at the same time. So I'm with you. I think if they can put away the Colts, being 3 back in the loss column with like, what, 4 games to go is not good, or 3 games to go. That's going to be really difficult. So I like their chances if they win. Now, if they lose, if they fall to 9-4, Tennessee sitting at 7-6, it's an outside shot. I don't think it happens, but it does keep that door just slightly open for the Titans and the Colts because they would also be sitting at 7-6. So it's pretty interesting. This is we keep saying every week, oh, this is an important game for the Texans. This is an important game for the Texans. But the fact that it's divisional, the fact that this team, the Colts, are barely hanging in, I feel like that loss last week against the Jags,
oh yeah,
severely
deflating, big
severely time. Hurt them both spirit wise and their ability to make the playoffs because
the Colts could catch the wild card. There's a chance for that still. But you got to be the Colts the way you were playing 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. But the way they played. I'm completely with you. What a deflating loss last week when you had it rolling. Everybody thought, wow, the way their offensive line is playing and the way Luck looks like he's back to his old form, they're catching fire at the right time, and then just laid the absolute stinker of an egg against the Jags.
Unable to score against the Jags, who just gave up 30 to Tennessee's offense. So looking at it down the stretch, the final 3 games for each team, the excluding this game between the Colts and the Texans still have the Jets, Eagles, and Jags.
And I that, again, that Jags, nobody, that's not a scary game for anybody anymore. The Jets aren't either. Tennessee still has the Giants, the Redskins, and the Colts. So nothing difficult there, especially with a banged up Redskins team. And then the Colts still would have the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Titans. Colts have the hardest schedule down the stretch by far.
Yep.
So they need this win now, and then they need the Texans to just lay an egg over the last three games. But, yeah, I think this is it. This is a pretty telling week for the Texans.
No doubt
and
about it.
And 10 in a row?
What a
never.
People just
never.
Don't get how big that is. What an accomplishment that would be. I know that we've had a season of streaks, which shows you there's not as much parity as there's been in the league in the past.
Yeah.
But that's still impressive. That's better than what? Everybody but the Saints?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Or at least... was the Saints at 9?
Well, I'd have to go back and look. What?
Saints won at least 9 in a row. So this would give them the best streak in the league. In a year when the Saints rattled off 9 and you had the three teams like the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs? Man.
Not bad.
Gotta give them some credit.
They lost their first one and then this most recent one, and they're 10-2. So, yeah, 9 in a row.
There you go. So, that to look forward to and a whole lot more, as well as the second half of this show. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, still plenty to get to. And if you want to join us, the HRP listener line is now open, 713-780-3776, where you can call and text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
My parents, my dad's crazy. Both my parents are crazy. My parents like fight all the time, which is crazy, right? They fight, I don't mean fight like argue, I mean they throw down, right? My parents fight so much, I'm sure I was conceived to make up sex. That's how much they fight, right? Every night, it's like pay-per-view. It's fight of the century every night, right? Mayweather versus Pacquiao, right? Except both sides look like Manny Pacquiao. It's wild. You know? What's funny is, like, I don't know, we got a baby in the house. And I feel like, you know, if you're an adult, don't fight in front of your baby, right? You're supposed to nurture it, raise it, all that. If somebody were to tell that to my parents, they'd be like, don't fight in front of the baby. Yo, I'll fight you with this baby. I don't give a shit. Give me two babies. I'll tie them together like nunchucks. I'll do it right now. I will fight in front of the baby. Please. I'll put a baby back inside you. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I'll do it.
Victor Tran, F Yeah Friday, Usual Suspects, F for funny. Victor's funny. If you missed any of the backstory on Victor, catch out podcast hour number 1.
Yeah, man. Go follow him on Twitter at VictoriousBIG93. Super funny dude. He's got one of his pinned tweets that's been retweeted like 27,000 times. 27,000 times. But yeah, super funny dude. If you ever get a chance to see him live, you need to go watch him.
Never heard of him until you brought him up today, but yeah. He's legit,
funny.
For sure.
Yeah, very funny dude, and a friend of mine, and like I said, man, there's bits that I do now that he helped punch up back in the day 2 and 3 years ago that I still use. He's one of those guys, man, that just thinks funny all the time, and what he writes just always seems. And I tell you what, we do like roast battles all the time in the scene. I would never go up against Victor in a roast battle. He is the meanest.
Looks witty.
He is the meanest, most brutal roaster of there's like maybe two other guys in this city that I would be scared to face other than Victor. But he is, because he's one of those guys, like, I tease you all the time, right, Joel?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that I would never say because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Victor don't care. He will break your feelings. He does not. He hopes you cry. Like, he's just that guy, but it's so funny, man. So, yeah, if you get a chance, check him out. Victor,
bring him in studio and then let him just take shots at everybody here in the Gal Media.
You want that, right?
Or just at YouTube. That'd be great.
No.
Oh, well, I bet you would enjoy that.
Forgot to tell you guys, I went to the gym for like the first time in a decade.
So all these texts getting to you?
These fat texts.
Yeah. He kind of broke you, huh?
Yeah, and everything hurts, by the way. So if you guys are wondering. Yes, sore? Like my toenail hurts, my eyebrow hurts, everything hurts.
You get some gym shoes?
I got some tennis shoes. I got some tennis shoes.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, but I did offend this dude, this older dude, because I feel like I can get anybody to reveal their age as long as you pose the question correctly. And there's like this this Jeffrey Life looking guy. You know, isn't Jeffrey Life like the 80-year-old bodybuilder? You know what I'm talking about?
Who's Jeffrey Life?
He's like a physical therapist. He's like an 80-year-old bodybuilder. I mean, so this guy is like in his 70s or 80s, and he looks like a massive dude.
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you Google him, you know what I'm talking about. Because he's been on TV quite a bit. So I went up to him, and I was like, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
And he was just like, no, and he walked off. So he obviously got offended and sensitive because I asked him how old he was. But I think if you lead with, if you don't mind me asking, you can totally ask how old you are, right? That's,
no,
to me, that, yeah.
No.
I've done it before.
If you don't mind me asking.
Isn't the proper response,
how much
I
do
mind
you weigh?
Completely okay, because you led with.
No.
If, yeah.
It, that.
Yeah.
Are you going to sit here and tell me that you can ask literally any question? You think you can ask literally any question if you lead with, if you don't mind me asking?
I had a feeling this was going to go this way. Clearly, you two have no clue when it comes down to etiquette.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, Mia how Khalifa, dumb are
this
you?
Isn't like, mind me asking, what's your
this isn't like
size?
This isn't like saying, like, you know how you're about to say something rude to somebody?
With all due respect.
And you're like, I don't mean to be rude, and then you follow with the rude statement?
Yeah.
That's softening the blow. This isn't softening the blow, what I'm talking about. This is eliminating the shot altogether.
No, it's
absolutely
really not. No, it's not.
I don't know what motivational tape you listened to that told you
if
that.
If you don't mind me asking, and if you do, I'm going to ask anyway.
Yeah, it's like, with all due respect, you're an idiot. I meant that. I'm saying, like, that's... What are you talking... You can't just... If you don't mind me asking...
His
response was it. Like, I do, and
I think
shut
it's
up.
Fine. I think, just like offsetting penalties, it negates the offense in the question when you lead with,
no,
if you don't mind me asking. Absolutely.
I'm just amazed.
Unless he responds with, if you don't mind me saying you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
I don't get it. That's why when I met Joel 2 years ago, I got him really upset. Because I went up. I didn't know how old he was. I thought he was 90. I wanted to put some respect on his age. I was like, sir, excuse me, sir.
First of all,
if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
And I said 89.
No, you bit your lips and your face turned red and you threw a fit.
We
pick on him about it. Because he was being sensitive. If I lead with, if you don't mind me asking, it's a completely okay question. Totally.
Wait, was this guy wearing tights that looked like jeans? Because that's the guy that's in my gym.
And you can tweet us or text us. You can hate on me, at the producer Nick, at Barry is Funny, at Pac Angel.
If you don't mind me asking, Nick, how many times have you tried this with a woman?
Ooh.
And their weight or their age?
Either one.
Or how many men they've been with?
Okay, case by case.
Huh?
Case by case situation. This guy was a dude.
No, no.
This guy was a dude.
Three deal breakers.
No, you just said across the board, no matter what, if you don't mind me asking, is an offsetting penalty.
With an exception
to women. No, you didn't say an exception.
I left that part out?
Yeah, you kind of did.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
So you just think it works on old men is pretty much what you're saying.
I was upset that he was upset. Let me just put it to you that way.
You just had to come up with a reason.
Talk about a game changer. You ask, and Barry's right, you ask any of those three questions
if
to a woman,
if you don't
you
mind
got,
me
I don't
ask.
Care how much game you think you got, your game is over.
I don't see what the big deal is.
Are you one of those guys that are like, hey, with all due respect, that hat looks stupid? Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, kind of. So, I mean, if it's my friend that I know.
Oh, well, so you do that.
With
a friend, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, that hat looks stupid.
Right.
Like you do, though, with all due respect, or if you don't mind me asking, with people you don't know.
Exactly like I did with that old guy at the gym.
But you don't go around just asking randos what their age is.
I completely disagree with both of you. Y'all could, I don't understand why you guys don't get this.
I think I would love to hear what the suspects think, but I think they all think you're an idiot. Like, why would you you can't go around.
The easiest way to sum this up is what he said, because there's those three questions with a woman. It doesn't matter how you phrase it. You just don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what, Nick, if you don't mind me asking, why are you buying so much peanut butter?
Someone texted that?
AT&T did.
Oh, God.
So let's go, because you have to answer it now because of the offsetting penalty. Why?
Love me some peanut butter.
Oh, you're just a big peanut butter fan, huh?
Yeah, love me some peanut butter.
Okay, peanut butter and dog biscuits. That's a weird combo.
I knew someone was going to that next
level.
That
is a weird combo.
All right. Great transition here. I want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. You know Mattress Mac, and he is a staple of the community here in Houston, and he wants you to think about him not only when times are tough and he's there to help, but also anytime you need furniture for any room in your house, because Gallery Furniture has three locations to better serve you. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Gallery area, and the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the three showrooms that you choose to visit, the deals are going to be the same. They're doing the Astros and Rockets promotion to double down, which means if you spend $3,000 or more on mattresses in the bedroom furniture section of Gallery Furniture, and the Astros win it all next year, the Rockets win it all this year, you get it all for free. And if you spend $4,000 or more in furniture period right now, you get 40% of that back in accessories. So you can really make a huge difference in all the furniture in your house in one fall swoop. And it doesn't matter what you need for what room in your house, things that you know are going to get from Gallery Furniture, solid wood American made furniture. Brands like Stickley, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, leather furniture, upholstered furniture. It doesn't matter. It's going to be furniture that's going to last a long time, and there's no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. You see it on the showroom floor. You're not going to have to wait for it. You buy it, and within 3 to 4 hours, it's at your door. And the one thing that Mattress Mac always says is something that he is adamant about across the board that everybody makes sure happens at Gallery Furniture. That means Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN. 97.5.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, Nicholas, you, sir, have poked the bear.
I don't know if we're going to have time in this segment to read all this text that you have.
I wasn't going to open up the text
line. You have stirred it up, sir.
I think I'll just get started. How about that?
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, how big is your mom's Virginia? Nope.
Ouch.
See? Can't ask that.
Ouch.
Do not ask that. Had a dude in the Walmart parking lot say, if you don't mind me asking, what's your sexual preference? As a man, I wasn't offended. Nick is right.
See? See? We do have some smart suspects
Nick,
out there.
Got to jump on board with that one, big dog, because they're not going to be that heavily favored ever again.
Could we get off this etiquette talk and get back to lawn and garden, please? Okay, had to mix that one in. Growing up, I heard my mom say some of the meanest things in my life, but it was always framed with, bless their heart, either before or after. No, you say, may I ask you a question, you bleeping goober? You just got called a goober on the text line.
Okay.
It's about time someone called you a name. It's usually just
about
me and-
time?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I get called names all the time on the text line.
Yeah, but Fat Nick is your name.
No.
No, it's Fart Sharara, Barry.
Yeah. Puss. Come on.
Whatever.
If you don't mind me asking, that's dumb. That's not a question, but we agree. He minded you asking, Nick. That's why he walked off. That's from Blaine. If you don't mind me asking, I see you have kids. Are you DTF? Nope. Can't ask that. AR Platinum checking in. What's up, man? He said, if you don't mind me asking, what size are those breasts? Try that next time.
Jason Hebert tweeted on a follow-up. If you don't mind me asking, are those real?
Yeah. I saw that.
Here's a text that's very concise in its verbiage. Nick is an idiot. Okay. Next text. Nick is nuts. I'm 58 years old. I'm a bodybuilder who gets that question all the time. All right. Stop bragging.
Seriously.
He said, most of these asking will never have my body at any age, but they always say you look good for your age. That's like saying you don't sweat much for a fat chick.
Well, we appreciate your modesty, sir.
Yeah. Now you're just pumping up your stats there, bro.
When he's not pumping up the iron, Barry, to look like chiseled.
I want to see Nick walk up to a big girl and ask, or say, if you don't mind me asking, are you pregnant?
Yeah,
I've never done that intentionally.
That one right there, yeah.
Ooh, did I ever tell you all that? You said you'd never done that intentionally.
I didn't go with the if you don't mind me asking. I asked if she was pregnant and she wasn't.
I was at a show one time and I think I was featuring the host. The MC was up first and doing his thing, and he looks into the crowd and he goes, man, how when are you guys due? And she goes, what? goes, when are you due? She goes, I'm not pregnant, mother bleeper. I was like, oh, good luck finishing that set.
That's happened to me.
Good. It has?
Yeah. We've told this story on the air before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Idiot. I don't remember.
I will never ask that question ever again.
Sherilyn Beaumont said, I don't mind someone asking my age. I'm proud to be 57. Damn. Just kidding, Sherilyn. Just kidding. I just had to get that in. Nick, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been an idiot? So the hits just keep on coming, and I'm sure there's a ton more.
The name calling is just getting overboard.
Oh, no, it's perfect. Yeah. You deserve every bit of it because that was maybe one of the dumbest things you've ever said on the air.
I disagree.
If you don't mind me asking means you can ask anyone anything.
Pretty much anything. Pretty much anything.
And so you're back to pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And we just discussed that you can't do that with women. So I just.
You going out this weekend?
I am.
So I want you to just go.
I'm not going
to
lead with that necessarily.
Some hot chick comes up to you, and I just want you to say, if you don't mind me asking, how many venereal diseases do you have?
If you don't mind me asking, we banging or what? Like, yeah. No, duh, I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
That last one is a possibility.
You would do that? That would be your pickup line.
I think if you've been in a bar long enough.
She would laugh and,
yeah.
You're crazy. You're damn right.
I wouldn't be shocked if I said that before, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Okay. That doesn't shock me either.
5-6 beers in, two hours in a bar, like, come on.
Okay.
People say inappropriate stuff at a bar.
That could explain a dry spell, though, if it doesn't work.
No. Don't worry about my dry spell,
sir.
I'm not
worried about it. Ooh. You got it all under control, Chief. Huh? And we already know what the slump buster is.
See, speaking of bringing up things that shouldn't be brought up anymore.
We all do that.
I'm just saying there was two things.
That's a known fact on the
suspect. Yeah, but we said there were certain things we were just going to let live, and I ruined one today.
You ruined it. And then you just,
there you go.
If you don't mind me asking, once the first person screws it up, isn't it like fair game for everybody to do it?
I mean, with all due respect, that's a stupid question.
Okay, well.
All right, some NFL news and notes for you guys. Kelvin Benjamin signed with the Chiefs, so that means nothing for anybody.
It for the Chiefs because Sammy Watkins is week to week. Right.
And what is Benjamin really going to provide? I mean, what's he going to do?
A warm body.
He was atrocious in Buffalo. He dropped more balls than puberty.
XFL.
It was not good, huh?
XFL.
He could do that. He definitely could do that. Chicago Bears' Mitchell Trubisky has impressed head coach Matt Nagy this week in practice. I said that I feel strongly that Trubisky will play in week 14. That was a quote from Nagy. He said, the way he threw at practice yesterday did nothing to change my mind.
He better, because that's a game that a whole world will be watching because there's nothing else on. Rams, Bears, and if you got Chase Daniel.
No, thank you. Rob Gronkowski was a full participant in practice, which is rare that you'll see something listed like that from the Patriots. It's usually, they always are questionable. Everybody on the roster. Bengals running back Joe Mixon participated in practice for a second straight day. So that's good news for him and the foot injury that he has. Wide receiver Julio Jones sat out a second straight practice on December 6th with a foot injury. Dan Quinn said he expects Jones to play in week 14. So from a fantasy perspective, he might play, but how effective will he be? That's
from my fantasy perspective, in which I fantasize about the Packers losing the rest of their games to getting a high draft pick, I need Julio Jones to play play well.
Again, he might play, but how effective will he be? That's, I think, the bigger question.
Very effective. I don't know if you know the Packers defense.
Wide receivers need their feet. Do they? Well, it's one of those things where you kind of rely on it. There was this one-footed rival. No. All right, Los Angeles Chargers running back Melvin Gordon. His availability is one thing head coach Anthony Lynn was mum about. You never know. You just want everybody preparing for everybody.
Oh, screw so he's the trying gamesmanship.
To play. He's trying to play cat and mouse and be just list him as doubtful and then add him at the last second because doubtful still means you can add him. Just list him as doubtful. Packers tight end Jimmy Graham limited during practice on Thursday.
Well, limited even more. Sit out.
He's been limited for most of the year.
Yes, he has.
And then wide receiver Stephon Diggs of the Minnesota Vikings was also limited in Thursday's practice. So there's your news and notes from around the NFL. By the way, speaking of news and notes and whatnot, the Colts injury list, you mentioned this yesterday about them being banged up. Let me just read you their list of injuries that was posted by their beat writer, Mike Wells. He said the Colts injury list is long with a number of key players on it again Thursday. So this is as of yesterday's injury report. T.Y. Hilton with a shoulder, tight end Mo Alie-Cox with a calf, tight end Eric Ebron with back and an illness, tight end Eric Swoop with a knee. Three tight ends all on the injury list listed as questionable. Marcus Hunt with a knee injury. He's on their defensive line. Dontrell Inman with a shoulder injury, one of their receivers. Offensive lineman Ryan Kelly has a knee problem. Safety Mike Mitchell with a calf. Cornerback Nate Hairston with an ankle. And one of their defensive backs, Chris Milton, with a hamstring. That's a lot of injuries for a team that is pretty much every game they have to win out. I mean, we talked about it in a previous segment. They have to win out.
No doubt about it.
That's a lot of injuries.
Even the guys that cover the NFL on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, we're looking at that injury report going, that's just unheard of.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I don't know if we cleaned it up, but we mentioned the winning streaks and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saints 10 in a row, lost the first game of the season and then their most recent game, but in between that, won 10, not 9.
Did you see 10 in a row? They let Mike McCarthy come back and talk to the Packers twice.
That's an interesting move. Why did they? Was there
a
reason?
Can I tell you what I think?
Okay.
Because of the fact that they've always tried to be that storied franchise and live up to the reputation and everything, and they took a beating with the fact that they fired McCarthy in season.
Okay.
I think it had something to do with it. I really do. I think they were trying to clean it up a little bit. Now, the players really appreciated it, but that's, I don't want to say unprecedented, but it's pretty much unheard of. You fire a guy.
And then you let him come back and
talk
to the team.
Was
Rodgers in the building?
That I don't know.
He was probably,
I know Winston,
like,
Moss wasn't.
Rodgers was probably like, when's he here? Oh, I got a massage at that time. I'm not going to be able to make it, man. Yeah, you'll just go ahead without me. I'll just tell me what happens.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm.
TMZ did a story, though, too. Rodgers is rectifying things with his parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
After his brother put him on blast.
And how weird it came out was that the fact that everybody was saying where they were when they got the news of McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And it was his birthday. And he said, I was celebrating my birthday at my house with my folks. And everybody was like, at the time, so focused on McCarthy being fired, they didn't step back and go, whoa, your folks?
Wow.
So maybe he's trying to do right.
Well, yeah.
And change his reputation, which he should.
He definitely should.
Let's also clean this up. Chris Householder, thanks for sending this our way. We were talking about Luis Valbuena earlier.
Uh-huh.
Four guys arrested for the fact that
really?
They robbed both guys after everything went down. So there's some sick people in this world.
And, yes, there is.
That is just a travesty that they did that.
Wendy, a.k.a. Daisy Elf on Twitter, to your point about what was it? What was your stupid ass saying again?
You can, if you lead with, if you don't mind me, if you don't mind me asking, you can ask anything.
Her point was, look, I'm
pretty
not
much
a,
anything.
Yeah, her point was, you're basically, I'm not a racist, but that's the same. You're just making the same point.
Nope.
Yes. Thank you, Wendy. That's probably the best.
There you go. You can already tell where hour number three is going on this show. But before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the Houston Rockets. And if you're looking for the holiday gift for someone that is a Rockets fan or a sports fan on your list, I'm telling you where to go. Rockets.com has 5-game holiday packs starting as low as $149. That's 5 games for $149. What a great deal. And while you're at it, if they need gear, RocketsShop.com, your one-stop shop for all your Rockets hats, jerseys, polos, kids' gear, and more. Right now they're doing 12 days of online Christmas shopping with a different deal every day on rocketshop.com. They also are included in that deal the fact that they have Harden jerseys, Chris Paul jerseys, Rockets hats, plus toys and more. And if you want to go to the Rockets shop right there at Toyota Center, bring in an old Rockets jersey, doesn't matter who it is and what it is, and you get 25% off a new jersey of your choice. So there are deals all over the place. And of course, for the kid on your list, the Rockets Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Hermann. Perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fan. Two different packages available. The All-Star package features two tickets to a Rockets game for just $45. Check it out. Your one-stop shop for everything Rockets, which is rockets.com. And of course, for your shopping, rocketsshop.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.